If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping Issues Etc. in mind at the end of 2018. Right here at the beginning of the Christmas season, people talk about Christmas being over. It isn't. The season has just begun. And that word, Christmas, has come to mean, well, just kind of the tree or the holiday. It is, of course, not simply a word that stands for a day or a season. It is, in fact, two words that have been run together. Christ, Mass. There is a Mass that is celebrated not only Sunday by Sunday on the Lord's Day, but for the Lord's Nativity as well. What shape would that take? How have Christians celebrated the Mass of Christ's Nativity, his birth, and the celebration of it on Christmas morning over the years? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 27th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about Pretorius's Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl will be our guest a little bit later. In Hour 2 of Issues Etc., we'll talk about the Incarnation in Paul's Epistle to the Galatians. Dr. Andrew Doss will be our guest. Joining us to discuss Pretorius's Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning, Dr. Joseph Hurl, Professor of Music at Concordia University, Nebraska, and co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran Service Book. Dr. Hurl, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas.
And to you as well. First of all, it is a Mass that historically bears the name of its author, Michael Pretorius. What can you tell us about him?
Michael Pretorius was born, we think, in 1571. Pretorius is an interesting name because it's really just a fancy Latin translation of the common German name Schultz. In the 1590s, Pretorius entered the service of the Duke of Brunswick, which is Braunschweig in German. And in 1604, he was named Master of the Court Chapel, in other words, music director. The court resided in Wolfenbüttel. That's a city in north-central Germany. Today, it's known for three things: the Duke's Palace, a famous library that in the 18th century was the largest library in Europe, and a green, licorice-flavored after-dinner cough syrup they call Jägermeister. Wolfenbüttel also has a large number of half-timbered houses. It's a very pretty city. And if you're walking down the main street, they jut out at such odd angles that you can imagine that you're in the middle of a Harry Potter story and you're walking down Diagon Alley.
Now, you had mentioned Wolfenbüttel, and tell us, if you would, about St. Mary's Church there.
Right. St. Mary's Church is where the court worshipped. That church towers over the city. It was built in the early 17th century, between 1608 and 1624, and it's the first major church built specifically as a Lutheran church. Pretorius began installing its organ in 1619, and the original pipes are still there, although the organ's been greatly expanded over the centuries. Pretorius died just 2 years later in 1621, and he was a wealthy man. He left a large fortune to set up a foundation for the poor. It is said that he was buried beneath the organ, although when the church was renovated during the 1980s, they looked for him, but they never did find him.
The recording that we're going to be using as we study Praetorius' Mass, how did this recording come about?
Well, the most interesting thing about the Christmas Mass by Praetorius is that he didn't write it. In fact, he never wrote a Mass of any sort. But he did write a lot of shorter pieces of music, many of which were based on Lutheran hymns. Here's how it came about. In 1982, English conductor Paul McCreesh, who was 22 years old at the time, founded the Gabrieli Consort and Players. That's an ensemble that performed, and still performs under his direction, music of the Renaissance and Baroque. A decade later, in the early 1990s, he got to thinking about the music at the Wolfenbüttel Court under Praetorius and decided to try reconstructing a church service from 1620, the year before Praetorius died at age 50. So McCreesh took bits and pieces from Praetorius's music, and when he couldn't find anything appropriate, he substituted music by other contemporary composers that Praetorius would have known. And in 1994, he brought out an acclaimed recording that he described as a Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning, as it might have been celebrated around 1620. This is actually just one of several such reconstructions that McCreesh has produced. He's also done a Christmas Vespers from the time of Heinrich Schütz and an Epiphany Mass, as Bach might have known it. This particular recording was made in the Roskilde Cathedral in Denmark. It features the cathedral boys' choir and uses period instruments from the early 17th century.
Then let's talk about the Mass itself, beginning with the processional hymn. What is it?
The processional hymn that McCreesh has chosen is Christum, wir sollen loben schon. That's Martin Luther's translation of the old Latin hymn, A Solis Ortus Cardine. That's in our hymnal today is the Christmas hymn, From East to West, From Shore to Shore. The text is about how Christ, the Creator of all things, assumed lowly flesh for us and was born of the Virgin Mary. Now, the performance on this recording is interesting. From the start of the Reformation, Lutheran congregations sang hymns unaccompanied and in unison. But over the course of the 16th century, as choirs became capable of more complex music, they wanted to sing these fancy choral settings of hymns. Congregations didn't necessarily like that idea, and so there was a battle for supremacy between congregations and choirs. But in the Duchy of Brunswick, they figured out early on how to handle that problem. Have the choir and congregation sing alternating stanzas. That's what's done in this hymn, with the first stanza sung by a boy soloist, the second by the congregation, the third by a four-part choir, and so on.
That is the processional hymn from Praetorius' Mass for Christmas Morning, from east to west, from shore to shore, as we know it, the Luther hymn. Now we're studying Praetorius' Mass for Christmas Morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. When we come back, we will hear the introit from that Mass, A Boy is Born in Bethlehem. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping Issues Etc. in mind at the end of 2018.
Interested in missions and evangelism? You won't want to miss the January issue of The Lutheran Witness. Learn how the Apostles' Creed informs personal evangelism. Get to know Theodore Nather, the first overseas LCMS missionary. Hear about how one church planter is sharing the gospel in an unreached corner of Albuquerque and discover anew what it truly means to be Lutheran and unashamed. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Historic, authentic Christian radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans in their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press. Saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are listening to and studying portions of the Praetorius Lutheran Mass for Christmas Morning. Our guest on this Wednesday, Dr. Joseph Hurl, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran service book. If you're looking for an audiobook to listen to during your commute home or your travels over the Christmas break, purchase and download House of Living Stones. It's the first book in the Anthems of Zion series, a novel based on a Lutheran church, life in a Lutheran church in a small Illinois town. House of Living Stones is read by the book's author, Katie Schuerman. You'll find it at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman. Dr. Hurl, take us into the introit that this recording uses. Again, another hymn, A Boy is Born in Bethlehem.
The liturgy in use at St. Mary's in 1619 was from the Braunschweig-Wolfenbüttel Church Order of 1615. The order for Mass in it is identical to the 1569 edition of that order, which, coincidentally, that entire order is available in a recent translation from Concordia Publishing House. So thanks to Matthew Harrison, Jacob Corzine, Andrew Smith, and Matthew Carver for bringing it to us in English. What's supposed to happen next, according to the liturgy, is the introit, or entrance psalm, is sung in Latin. The recording here does deviate a bit from that order. Here, McCreesh has elected to substitute the hymn Puer Natus in Bethlehem, A Boy is Born in Bethlehem, which is partly in Latin and partly in German. Now, this is an old hymn, but the style of music is quite new. It's called the concerted style, and it had recently been imported from Italy. It features both voices and instruments, each with their own separate parts, and that was a new idea at the time. Once again, you hear the alternation from one stanza to the next.
Thank you.
That's the hymn that serves as the intro in Petroius' Mass for Christmas morning. A boy is born in Bethlehem. We are studying Petroius' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. When we come back, we will hear the gradual hymn, which is Luther's From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc.
Listen to the best of the Church's Christmas music during the entire Christmas season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. During the 12 days of Christmas, Lutheran Public Radio, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We would like to overlook the difficulty of daily repentance and death to our sins in the interest of progressing to a more advanced spirituality.
Rebecca Curtis from her new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Somehow, spiritual advancement always amounts to our getting to spend more time on the things we like and calling it stewardship or service.
You can purchase and download an audio version of Ladylike, Living Biblically at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Ladylike, Living Biblically by Rebecca Curtis and Rose Adel.
Here at Elm Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church, you'll find folks just like you, sinners in need of what only Christ can give, the full forgiveness of all of our sins. In a world where change turns things upside down, we serve a Lord who never changes and who has promised to be with us always until the very end of the age. If you find yourself in the Milwaukee suburbs, look us up. Elm Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church is the only Lutheran church in Elm Grove, Wisconsin.
Visiting Concordia University Chicago is a great way to open up your world. Tour our beautiful 40-acre campus, hear from current students about why they chose Concordia Chicago, discover more than 70 degree programs, and learn about financial aid and generous scholarship opportunities. Attend our February 18th visit day for high school and transfer students. Register today at cuchicago.edu/visit.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues, Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc. On this Wednesday afternoon, we are studying Petroius' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, and co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran Service Book. Dr. Hurl, the next part of Petroius' Mass that you wanted to feature for us is the gradual hymn.
The next items on the recording are actually the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Collect, or Prayer of the Day, and Epistle. We're going to skip these and hear the gradual hymn, which is so called because it replaced a chant sung from the steps, or in Latin, gradus, at the front of the church. This gradual hymn is Luther's hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. Again, sung in concerted style in stanza-by-stanza alternation.
Thank you.
The gradual hymn from Petorius's Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. We are studying that. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. Dr. Hurl, the next thing is really kind of the heart of the service itself, the Lord's Prayer and the words of institution. What would you say to set that up?
Oh, are we going to skip the hour-long sermon? Well, okay. That's actually not on the recording either. Yeah, let's talk about the liturgy in the Brunswick Church Order. To American Lutherans today, that liturgy would seem quite old-fashioned. 100 years after the Reformation, the communion service was still called the Mass, and the pastor was still called the priest. There was a great deal of ceremonial. Everything was chanted, including the epistle and the gospel, the collects or prayers, and the words of Christ instituting the sacrament. The priest celebrating the Mass wore a chasuble, and a fine linen towel called a housling cloth was held in front of each communicant to catch any crumbs from the body of Christ that might fall. Anyone receiving communion would have gone to church the previous evening to confess his or her sins privately to a priest and obtain absolution. So, in this next part, we hear the priest chanting the Lord's Prayer and the words of Christ. If you follow the German, you'll notice that the Lord's Prayer omits the doxology at the end, the part beginning, "For thine is the kingdom and the power." Lutherans didn't add that to the Lord's Prayer until the 19th century.
Of institution, immediately before that was the Lord's Prayer from Petorius's Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. We are studying that with Dr. Joseph Hurl, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to Lutheran service book. When we come back, a communion motet based upon Philip Nicolai's O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright.
You can't fight against the anti-culture unless you proclaim a culture in its place.
Dr. Anthony Esselind, speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
You can and you will defeat the false with the true, but then you have to be in the army of the true. The cure for bad art is good art, or even real art. Cure for the bad story is good story. The cure for all of man's ills, as we Christians know, is the story, not only the greatest story, but in the end, the only story, comprehending all genuine attempts by man to understand himself and to come before the God who made him. That's perhaps why all the massive engines I've mentioned hate Christianity worst of all.
You can listen to Dr. Esselind's presentation, Making the Case for Western Civilization, and all of the presentations from our 2018 conferences on an audio DVD or thumb drive. We'll send it to you for a year-end tax-deductible donation of $300. Place your order at issuesetc.org.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
We are studying for Taurus's Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. Folks, many of our military servicemen and women aren't able to make it home during this Christmas season. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces is committed to serving those who serve. You can learn more about their great work at lcms.org/armedforces, lcms.org/armedforces. What's next for our consideration in Praetorius' Lutheran Mass, Dr. Hurl?
During the communion, hymns would have been sung, and the choir would have sung motets. We're going to hear a motet that Praetorius published in 1619. It's based on a hymn written only 20 years earlier, Philip Nicolai's O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. And there's a story behind that. In 1597, a devastating plague struck the town where Nicolai was pastor, killing more than half the people in the town, and Nicolai at times was burying more than 30 people a day. When it was over, Nicolai wrote the consoling book, Mirror of the Joys of Eternal Life. Appended to the back of it were four hymns, two of which are still sung today. This one and Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying. The motet uses the first stanza of the hymn in which Christ is described in biblical language as the morning star, the root of Jesse, the son of David, the king, and the bridegroom of the church.
Yeah.
That is a motet based upon O Morningstar, How Fair and Bright, would have been sung in Praetorius's Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Hurl, what is the final part of Praetorius's Mass for Christmas morning that you would like us to consider today?
The last hymn that Paul McCreesh, in putting together this recording, has selected is the Christmas hymn In Dulci Jubilo, which we know as Now Sing We, Now Rejoice. This text is so joyful that a single language simply cannot express everything that needs to be said, so the hymn alternates Latin and German nearly line by line. Once again, this hymn is in the concerted style with both voices and instruments.
Dr. Hurl, your final thoughts on Petraeus' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning.
This is impressive music, to be sure. But the question is, does it get the gospel into people's hearts in such a way that they won't forget it or lose it? That is the question that Praetorius would have asked. He knew the value of the gospel message. He signed his name MPC, Michael Praetorius Kreuzburgensis. Kreuzberg is the name of the town where he was born. But the initials had another meaning for him. Mihi Patria Coelum. My native land is heaven. He could say that because he trusted in the Savior who would take him there.
Dr. Joseph Hurl is professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran Service Book. Dr. Hurl, thank you very much for your time, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., we'll talk about the incarnation of Christ in the Book of Galatians with Dr. Andrew Doss. We'll get into those words in the fullness of time. God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. I'm Todd Wilkin. More Issues, Etc. after the break.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.